Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, because on a Monday, we allow Nick and Alex to bust my chops rubbing a Celtics title in my face. It's called Divine Shine, and it goes a little something like this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Yes, sir. Time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, velvety smooth finish, unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a Hef, all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. There's nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. I'm Alex, Steve, Nick, and I are going to give our top performers from over the weekend, top performances from over the weekend. By the way, is the Jumpin' Jack Flash line, that's a Rolling Stones line,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
He is British.
I was trying to figure that out. Okay, fair enough. Who's going to start? I'll start, because none of you guys are saying it.
Okay.
Well, a week after saying he would resign if he couldn't get the job done, Magic Johnson got the job done in Shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
By the way, it's more sacrilegious playing that after talking about a Lakers player, but whatever, or a Lakers person. Dude, he is the face of the Lakers. No one will ever be a bigger Laker than Magic, not even Kobe. Last week, he said if he wasn't able to come through and get a big free agent signing for the Lakers, then he would step down as team president. So what does he do? Gets LeBron James, only the best player of this generation, arguably any generation. I'm not going to go as far as to say he immediately makes the Lakers a title contender, because there's clearly a lot more work to do. But anytime you add the best player in the world to a roster, it's going to shift the way the league looks. And suddenly, Cleveland is out in the East, and Showtime is back, baby. And who better to ring that back into reality than the guy who started it all? Forgetting LeBron James, Irvin Magic Johnson shined.
I'm going second.
Fine.
Do it.
I'm going to just go the NBA in general.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
You know, late last week I said, is it possible the association should follow the NFL model? And after the title is settled, go trade deadline, free agent period, and wrap the off-season with the draft. Well, this past weekend proved having a 2-round draft with limited opportunity to make a huge impact versus a 7-round draft where each team gets players who will immediately contribute. It's kind of a different deal. Not only did an all-NBA performer like Paul George send a nice shockwave through the league by staying put in Oklahoma City, but the tsunami from yesterday, with the greatest player on earth joining the greatest franchise in league history, bringing immediate relevancy to LA, who's missed the postseason the last 5 years after missing the playoffs 4 times in their entire history. And still some stuff to happen in the coming, I guess, hours and weeks. The NBA, it's shining.
Oh, my heavens! Michael Lorenzen of the Cincinnati Reds shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Lorenzen is a relief pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, who are bad, but Lorenzen has been good. He has a 1.93 ERA through 15 appearances for the former Cal State Fullerton player, but this is not why we're going to be talking about Michael today. What Lorenzen did for the Reds is incredible. As I said, he's a relief pitcher, and in baseball, we know relief pitchers almost never hit, and when they do, it is must-see TV. When you get a minute, look up Santiago Casillas at bat he had with the Giants against the Marlins in 2011. That is pure comedy.
That's a bat.
Lorenzen had 3 home runs in the month of June. A relief pitcher. That is more than Bryce Harper had in the month of June.
Wow.
And not only that, the Reds this weekend used their relief pitcher as a pinch hitter. hitter against the Brewers, and he hit a grand slam.
Yes, sir.
So not only a pitcher who rakes, he's a relief pitcher who rakes. In his last four plate appearances, Lorenzen is 3-for-3 with a walk, 3 home runs, and 6 RBI. He's another shining example why the DH should never come to the NL.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
All right, I'm going to go, are you kidding me with this World Cup? Could be a lot of other countries, but how about Russia? They shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Knockout round of the World Cup is still one of the best things in sports, and somehow, someway, Russia is still alive on their home turf. A little perspective here. Russia coming into the World Cup, the lowest or second lowest ranked country in the world, if you ask Nick. Literally the worst ranked team in the tournament, and now they've survived a fairly easy group with Uruguay, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, and now they've knocked out the 2010 World Cup champs in PKs. Countries always seem to get a little bump by playing on their home country, no adjusting sleep schedules, hometown fans, etc. But Russia surviving this long in the World Cup is kind of baffling, but very fitting in one of the craziest tournaments we've ever seen. So Russia soccer, shining.
Very shiny. I'm going to go Paul George. That dude's shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
You know, let's not forget he passed up a chance to sign a $220 million deal to stay with the Pacers before last season. He's a Palmdale guy, which is about an hour north of L.A. He didn't even take a meeting with the Lakers. Guys like Brian Windhorst ripped him, and I disagree. Old saying, can't put a price on happiness, though many of us would like to try, but not PG-13. He inks a four-year, $140 million deal with a player option, but with extensions and a possible opt-out and re-sign, it could end up a seven-year, $290 million deal. And don't forget, he's living in OKC. I think that's slightly cheaper than L.A. He'll be just fine, and I guess Westbrook is not that bad a teammate, and my man Paul George is shining.
Oh, my heavens!
All right, the Red Devils of the Royal Belgium Football Association shine today.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Belgium have one of the most talented teams in the world. They are right up there with Brazil, France, England, and Germany of having the best players that are on their national team that play in the best leagues in Europe. Their golden generation of Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard, Romelu Lukaku, and keeper Thibaut Courtois, they're all under 27, and they've got their home country into the quarterfinals of the World Cup after a thrilling 3-2 win over Japan after going down 0-2. Again, Courtois catches the ball, rolls it out to De Bruyne, passed out to the right, a fake run by the country's all-time leading scorer, Romelu Lukaku, who just lifts his foot, lets the ball run underneath. Nacer Chadli puts it home in the 94th minute. Manager Roberto Martinez with Belgium, they've gone 23 matches unbeaten after losing their first other game under Martinez's tutelage. The Red Devils will take on Brazil in the quarterfinals, and they shine today.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!